Hi there, beautiful souls. I'm thrilled to welcome you to the enchanting world of traditional medicine with Shaman Flora. I'm your guide on this journey, Ximena Garcia. And in this captivating podcast, we embark on a journey to explore the depths of self-discovery through the magic of traditional medicine. Sit back, relax, and let's uncover the mysteries of plant medicine together. Okay, now I gotta stop. Hi, everybody. I do this thing where I make very silly sounds and then it kind of gets addicted and then I make a tune out of it. And sometimes it doesn't mean anything, but apparently they can be very catchy. So as I was doing the then I wanted to continue making it to make it a longer sound. But I said no, because we're doing our episode today, and I'm super excited about this episode. I told you on the last episode that I had a surprise for you, and I want to start sharing a little bit about my experiences here, and I think that sometimes I touch on them. I share some of the things that I go through, and I think this is one of those experiences that I have not shared with all of you. And today is going to be the day that I will. I'm making it slow cook. And I'm going to share with you my first experience with psychedelics. The very first time that I took mushrooms and how it changed my life. And this is the part that it gets really interesting, because maybe some of you think that the first time that I did psychedelics was in a setting that it was ceremonial and very kumbaya, but it was not. I was in a stage in my life where I was going through it. So I was super curious and I just wanted to party and just have the best time of my life. And for a while, I have been told about certain, in that time, drugs like MDMA and ecstasies and acids and mushrooms and all of these things, right? And I was super curious and I was going through a lot of troubles in my life and I wanted to escape. Remember the psychonaut bypass? That was me. I wanted to escape. And for my 32nd birthday, I went to Washington to celebrate with my lovely friend, Lane. And I asked her for one thing, and it was to have all the recreational things, all the recreational drugs that we could have, that we can find, as long as we didn't get in trouble. So when I came to see her, she had this amazing repertoire of different substances that I could consume to just have the best weekend. And mushrooms was something that would always call my attention. It would be something that it really drew me in because of what people told me, their experience. And I just couldn't seem to understand what they were talk about when they will say about like the experience. That's why sometimes when I talk to people that have never experienced them, I don't even know how to express them in a way that they can understand. Because I remember not being able to understand anything that people will tell me about their experience with acid or MDMA or ecstasy or mushrooms. I was like, cool. I mean, you had a wall in front of you and then you saw it become into a tiger. I don't get it. So that's why I wanted to do it. So the day that I decided to do it, we went into the forest with my friends in Washington, D.C., and I didn't know what to expect. My friend had a bag of a bunch of dry mushrooms. We went to a winery, and she just told me, hey, here it is. And I asked her, how many should I have? And she said, I don't know, just grab a handful and just put it in the bread and eat it. They don't taste great. And I said, what, a handful? Like, what are you talking about? So she's like, I don't know, just trust me. Just don't have too many. in my head, I'm like, wait, you just told me to grab a handful, but then you just told me not too many. How much should I grab? So I just went ahead. I just grabbed a couple. I put it on a piece of bread with cream cheese and I ate it. We chilled her for like a little bit and then we move into the woods. And something that I didn't mention at the beginning is that my dad just recently passed away that year. So that was the first birthday that I spent without my father. He just recently passed that summer. My birthday is in the fall. So again, like I told you, I was going through a lot. And we got to the forest. Some of my friends took acid. Some of my friends took mushrooms. We have one friend that decided not to do anything. He was our sitter. Always have a sitter. You see, even when I'm doing it recreational, I have a sitter. So even when you're doing recreational, have a sitter. And I was laying down on this rock next to a river, just looking at the sky, when all of a sudden the clouds start turning into the head skeleton of creatures. Just think about any animal. I even saw the skeleton of a T-Rex. I saw a skeleton of a human. Like, I just look up and my friend that was taking care of us was next to me. And I start breathing deeply and I was like, whoa. And then he looked at me and he said, oh, it finally went through your system. And I said, I think so. And I told him, he said, what do you see? And I said, I see death. It's like, wow, there's death everywhere. And at that time, I didn't understand why I was looking and seeing death everywhere. But now I do. And it was because my father just passed away. My relationship of like a long time just broke off. I just went through so much death in my life, which when you think about it compared to other people, it's not really that much. But that's the most death I have experienced in my whole life. So it was a huge milestone for me. And then after that, my friend Lane went into the woods and I went to look for her. And even though it was my first time doing this, I did not feel scared at all. It was really interesting. It was funny. My friend that was there with me, she also said that she experienced death. Like when she touched the ground, she touched a tree, everything was death. And I mean, it was also the fall. So it's like the decay of earth. So the colors are gray and dark and all of that. And overall, it was such a great experience. After we went through that episode, I started walking into the forest. And then finally, I understood when people said that when you do mushrooms, the plants move. It's like they're dancing. It's like they have this intense movement and it's not created by the air. It's their own energy. It's kind of hard to explain. If you haven't done it, when you do it, you will understand it. But it was kind of like they were dancing to this orchestra. And when I touch a tree, I could feel a vibration. And now like this is not like my hand was vibrating, but it was more kind of like, yeah, it's like a very subtle connection. And it felt like in my heart, like I could feel what nature was saying. It was such a revealing moment for me in terms of how alive Earth was. So it was like this contrast between death and life and all of those things. And it was incredible. My whole way of seeing the world at that moment, it shifted just a little bit. It wasn't like, oh my God, I've never been the same. No, it wasn't that deep. Trust me, it wasn't. But it did plant a seed, which it takes me to the very first time that I did mushrooms in a ceremonial context. And that really changed my life to a whole nother level. So technically, I'm telling you the first time that I did it completely recreational and the second time that I did it ceremonial and the distinctions of the both. And then many years after that, a couple of years after that. It was when I tried mushrooms again, but this time with an intention. This time with a container that it was directed specifically for my personal healing, for discovering those aspects of myself that I wanted to change. And it was in California. I was going into the woods again with my partner at that time and some friends and family. And he, my partner, was the one that gave me the medicine, and he gave it to me, and he had me hold it and set an intention and connect with the medicine and really ask to support me to move something from myself into my higher self. And I don't remember much in the sense of things that were memorable. And I remember the feeling. It was kind of like I enter in a space of beauty and acceptance and love and purity and play and joy and childhood and freedom and no shame. And I could feel myself radiate authenticity, that it was palpable in my physical body. And then I was able to understand how capable we are as human beings to transform our values and beliefs of like a blink of an eye. And that's the thing about these medicines. When you do them with direction, with intention, and understanding of what is that you want to transform, what's possible for you is sometimes even impossible to comprehend because you have never experienced it. It's not that you're not capable of understanding it. It's that you can't understand it because you haven't experienced it. And that was a moment in my life that I said to myself, whoa, I can't believe I haven't realized how capable I am to be in ownership of myself in every single domain. And don't get me wrong, there's days that I do not feel that way. And I know that I could feel that way almost every single day. It's just part of practice, which it takes back to the part of integration, is integrating those experiences. But after that first time that I did that, and I came out with that realization, I started working with mushrooms weekly and biweekly to continue deconstructing and reconstructing my belief system and what I believe to be true. Because I also learned in that experience that a lot of belief systems and a lot of values that I have were given to me by my mom, by my dad, by the people that were around me when I was a child. And sadly, the beliefs and values that they have, some of them are amazing for me to continue growing, expanding, and becoming better. But some of them are so destructive and so toxic that if I don't overcome them and then shift them and transform them into something that is empowering, I could end up continuing the same cycles that they continue. And my intention is not only for me to become a better human being and expand my understanding and my awareness of this lifetime, and also is to break the cycles of my bloodline and my family and my dad and my mom, because a lot of us have family members that have very dense lives, especially in South America. And, you know, there are world countries because of the way the environment is. So I want to cut those ties. I want to establish those beliefs. I don't want to pass those on to my children. And how do I make sure that I don't pass those on to my children? I heal them within myself. I, the one that needs to do the work. So then when I give my children their lessons, it will be lessons that were my own, not lessons that were passed down to me. They are going to be lessons that my mom taught me, like remedies and recipes and, you know, the tenacity and the courage and all of these different things and the playfulness that I will pass down to my children. But there are other things like the victimhood and the judgment and all of these other things that my parents inflicted in me, the lone wolf mentality, that I'm not going to pass on my children because I don't want to continue that cycle. And they will have their own traumas that they will be inflicted by me. But as right now, what I can do is I can continue doing the work so that looks different for them. And that's it. That was one of the best experiences of my life. If you have not had the opportunity to work with mushrooms specifically, is a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful medicine. There are so many different kinds. Just be aware, there is a lot of different kinds of mushrooms. You have Pinus envy, you have Mexican mushrooms, you have albino mushrooms, you have different types of potency that they contain. Like Pinus envies are one of the strongest kind because of their chemical compounds. And I'm not an expert on it, so please don't quote me on this. Go and do your own research like I've done mine. So that also affects your ceremony too, is how you mix it, how you mix it, how you make it. And eventually, if you want, I can make a whole episode that explains a little bit about the science and the math and the combinations of putting one and two together to work with these medicines in a ceremonial way and how to consume them and how to use them. Because there is so many different factors that affect the consumption of mushrooms. So if you're going to do it, make sure that you do it in a way that you understand what you're consuming, that you have someone that takes care of you, and that you have a clear intention. And the last one that I just recently learned, and when I say recently, I mean like the last 3 years, is having an altar for working with mushrooms. And honestly, for working with any medicine that you're working with, have an altar. Honor the spirit of that medicine. That's the least that you can do when you're asking these powerful teachers to help you. It's just the least that you could do, right? Is give them an offer and show them that you care and that you're there not to use them, but to work side by side with them. This entities, this consciousness, these medicines, they're not there to be used by us. Okay, they're not there to be used. This is not like we can, hey, here, come, do. No. They're not like a hammer that you have in your back room to pull a nail on the wall. No, they're allies. They're there to support us. So respect them and honor them. And that's how you do it. I didn't know that. No one taught me that until just a couple of years ago. And now that I'm more conscious of it, I bring that into the space. So I really invite you to do that. If you are ever curious about how to do this, who to work with, where can you get your mushrooms, I can give you some information, some insights. I don't have all the answers. And at the same time, make sure that everything that you're doing is safe, that you are having the right team to support you in that, and that you are conscious of what you're getting yourself into. Okay. So thank you so much for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed telling you. If you have any questions about it, let me know. info@shamanflora and my Instagram @shamanflora. Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We are almost done with this month. So get ready because April is going to be full on, full power. So finish this third month of the year, gather your strengths for the next one, and let's continue. Sending you all so much love and so much joy. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this magical voyage. Your presence means the world to us. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show on your preferred platform and catch our next episode next Wednesday. Your support spreads the wisdom of plant medicine far and wide. And remember to connect with our community on Instagram, join our Facebook group at Shaman Flora, or visit our website for exclusive content and resources at shamanflora.com. Until next Wednesday, and friends, stay inspired, stay connected, and let the healing power of the plants illuminate your path. Many blessings to you, and thank you for being part of the Shaman Flora family.